Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday in Lent, and the readings are from Cycle B.
While the readings in today's liturgy appear to address a variety of themes, they actually focus on but one: thirst, that deep desire that you and I have for living water. As St. Augustine once said, we are all thirsty for God, thirsty for absolute reality, for the experience of depth and transcendence. In the first reading, the thirst is literal. A frightened and angry crowd confronts Moses, demanding drinking water. In contrast, in Paul's letter to the disciples in Rome, he poetically suggests that grace, the love of God, and the Holy Spirit have flooded our inmost heart. And finally, in today's gospel, we have a chance to eavesdrop on the longest recorded conversation that Jesus ever had, his discussion with the Samaritan woman. In this encounter, he and the woman probe the depths of her desire, her yearning for life-changing, living water that only Jesus can provide. As I reflected on this last reading, I couldn't help but recall these words from Pope Francis. To overcome a culture of exclusion, we need to build a culture of encounter, encuentro. A culture in which we get out of ourselves, where we have personal contact with the people around us, really look at them, listening to them, and treating them as brothers and sisters. To truly encounter another, the Pope reminds us, is to go deep. A number of years ago, I had the opportunity to facilitate a weekend retreat for a dozen Stanford undergraduate and graduate students. In preparation for that gathering, I met with and went over the talks of the three student leaders who had agreed to share their faith journeys. During the course of our discussion, one student, I'll call her Mary, asked the group this question. In our talks during the retreat, how deep do you think we should go? She went on to explain that while she was more than happy to talk about her coursework and her involvement with the Catholic community, she was also willing to go beyond her own and other people's comfort zones and to share about her personal struggles with depression and how they affected the growth of her spiritual life. Mary did end up sharing her out-of-the-box experience and her faith journey with the rest of the retreat attendees, all in a mature and balanced way. Not surprisingly, her willingness to be vulnerable with her peers significantly changed the tenor of the retreat. By being transparent about some important personal challenges, she freed up her fellow students to go deep as well. They found the strength to share about their joys, their hopes, and sometimes even their difficulties. The entire weekend became an example of a remarkable encounter, a grace-filled transformation. In the gospel story we just heard, Jesus is in effect inviting the Samaritan woman to go deeper. Their encounter takes place at high noon, a time of the day when the scorching rays of the sun are at their peak. This woman draws her water at high noon because of the shame of being ostracized by her community. She has not one, but many shadow sides. The dialogue between Jesus and the woman resembles the dynamics of a badminton match, time after time, volley after volley, question and answer, back and forth. With each volley, however, Jesus invites the Samaritan woman to name her deepest desire, to slake her thirst with living water. Over the course of their conversation, she also learns a most important lesson. The man whom she met at the well will never leave her feeling vulnerable or ashamed. Their encounter foreshadows another high noon, when Jesus will transform all vulnerability and shame, that moment when he's lifted high up upon the cross and pulled from death by the Father. Jesus is constantly going beyond our borders to those places that you and I often prefer not to go. And in so many ways, isn't that the heart of the gospel message? Find your comfort zones and then stay as far away from them as you can for the rest of your life. Because when we stay in our comfort zones, we taste only a small fragment of what life has to offer. But when, like Jesus, we reach out across borders, when we're able to drink from the many other wells that we encounter in the course of our life, we experience the richness, the sweetness of life. Here in the middle of the Lenten season, let's ask ourselves this question. How deep are you and I willing to go? Do we want to put ourselves in the place of the Samaritan woman in today's gospel and imagine our own dialogue with the Lord? Are you and I, like her, caught up in the complexities of life, but open to new insights, to a conversion of mind and heart, and to those opportunities where we can bring other people to Jesus? And with our friends and our classmates and our coworkers, how deep are we willing to go? I know that often enough, I've done my part to keep a banal conversation going on the surface and failed to ask that awkward question or to share a part of me that might help the conversation to go deeper and thus to encounter deeply the other person. Now, as with the back and forth between Jesus and the woman, encounter is an iterative process. And of course, each of us needs to rely on our personal judgment and our intuition and our common sense, because going deep with a friend or an intimate takes time. It takes listening and respecting our own and others' signals. You and I are more thirsty than we can possibly imagine. And Jesus is willing to meet us at those places in our lives where we go to quench our thirst. In his encounter with the woman at the well, Jesus went deep. He broke down those barriers that tradition, culture, and religiosity can often erect. If only you knew who it is that is speaking to you. If you only knew. God ventures into everything that involves us, our development, our history, our failings, our family, our world. He's no stranger to any of those places. This Lent, in our search for the living water that only life in Christ can provide, let's promise ourselves that we'll go deep.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.